From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter is visiting a U.S. warship in the South China Sea to emphasize the United States' commitment to security in that area, where territorial disputes have placed China at odds with several of its neighbors. He spoke on Friday at the closing ceremony of a joint military exercise with the Philippines.
It said of this region that security is like oxygen. When you have enough of it, you pay no attention to it. But when you don't have enough, you can think of nothing else. Here in the Asia Pacific, through exercises like Balikatan and real-world operations, all of you, Americans and Filipinos, soldiers, sailors, airmen and Marines, provide that oxygen.
China has protested the visit, saying the United States is taking a lopsided approach favoring China's rivals. The Chinese have claimed almost the entire South China Sea and have aggressively carried out island building and patrols in waters that are claimed by other countries. North Korea appears to have failed an attempt to launch a missile marking the birthday of its founding president, Kim Il-sung. The South Korean military and the U.S. Strategic Command say the missile test appears to have failed early Friday near its east coast. North Korea has repeatedly test-fired missiles in defiance of U.N. sanctions. Brazil's Supreme Court has rejected an attempt by President Dilma Rousseff to block the impeachment process against her. The High Court decision on Friday clears the way for Congress to determine if she will face an impeachment trial. She's accused of illegal government accounting tricks, attempting to boost her re-election chances. You're listening to the Voice of America from Washington. I'm Steve Karish. This is VOA. A U.S. military spokesman says coalition forces are seeing success against Islamic State fighters in Afghanistan, where they are rapidly recapturing land from the insurgent army. Speaking from Kabul, this is Brigadier General Charles Cleveland.
We think that we have significantly decreased the footprint that they have in Afghanistan. The second indicator we see is that we are beginning to see them trying to move into either Kunar Nuristan or perhaps south down to Ghazni. And we don't think it's that we don't think they're moving because they're able to expand because they've got additional capacity. What we think is that they're trying to survive.
The general also said that despite some setbacks, the Afghan military is successfully putting pressure on the Islamic State group and bolstering its own ranks. Many residents in southwestern Japan have been displaced after a 6.2 earthquake struck on Thursday, killing at least 9 and injuring hundreds of others. Authorities fear many people are still trapped in collapsed houses. Several aftershocks, along with the late hour, have complicated rescue efforts. The epicenter of the quake is 120 kilometers from the nation's only operating nuclear plant, but an official said late Thursday that the plant is operating normally, though some high-speed train service was suspended for a time. U.S. Congresswoman Frederica Wilson of Florida was among a group of U.S. lawmakers raising their voices Thursday in support of the immediate release of 200 girls abducted from the northern Nigerian village of Chibok by the militant group Boko Haram. During a somber ceremony in Washington marking the two-year anniversary of their abduction, one of the Chibok girls talked about her seeing her classmate recently on a video.
When I saw the video of my classmate, 15 of them that they're still alive, I was so touched. Immediately when I saw the video, I started crying. And I just wish I can talk to them. I just wish they can hear me. I just wish I can tell them how much we miss them.
Representative Wilson leads a weekly gathering of members of Congress calling for the release of the girls. Democratic presidential candidates Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton are coming off a contentious debate Thursday night in New York, this ahead of the state's very important primary vote in 5 days. The candidates offered aggressive exchanges to most questions, including Sanders repeating doubts about Clinton's judgment because of her support for the war in Iraq and acceptance of campaign funding from banks and firms on Wall Street. But Sanders failed to back up his claims that Clinton showed banks that she showed banks favor while she was senator. Both candidates agreed that banks regarded as too big to fail should be broken up. I'm Steve Karish in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.